This is KUT. The cost of a gallon of gas continues to drop. By now, the initial surprise has probably worn off, but drivers looking for the very best deals might have noticed a trend. It's often the small, unbranded gas stations that offer the cheapest gas. We sent KUT's Mose Bouchel out to find out why, and his report for State Impact Texas almost took him to the rack.
These days, stories about gas prices usually start like this.
I guess that's the sound of savings.
It's definitely savings. It's like I got a bonus.
Doug Warden's filling up at Pronto Food Mart. It's a tiny little neighborhood gas station, one of the first places in Austin to slash prices after the price of crude oil dropped. In fact, when I go inside...
How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
The guy behind the counter insists they were the very first place.
Because no one was going down. The gas was coming at a lower cost, but people sustained the higher prices.
Store manager Al Max says their gas prices keep people coming back to buy other stuff.
Different teas, kombuchas, lots of energy drinks, lots of wine and beer selection.
So it's smart business. Pronto can afford to offer low gas prices because it's buying what's called unbranded gasoline. There's no big oil company sign at Pronto Food Mart. When Max sees a station with a Shell or a Chevron sign, he's thinking one thing.
Under contract, my friend, for 15, 20 years. Can't offer best price like we do.
Now, gas stations that sign a contract with an oil company get some perks. There's brand recognition. Companies put in secret additives that they say help your engine. Maybe most importantly, contracts provide a stable supply if gas gets scarce. You don't get that with off-brand gas. What you do get is the ability to buy in whenever you want at the lowest price. That's why it's usually the smaller, unbranded stations that cut prices first. For Mac, it's a no-brainer. Branded, unbranded, he says it all comes from the same guy, a guy he calls a jobber.
Jobber is basically a middleman, which I say, who has been licensed to basically sell gas. That's who jobber is.
That was news to me. I decided to find one of these jobbers.
And so here I am, one more step up the distribution chain. I'm at Texcon Oil in Southeast Austin. I'm standing next to a big tanker truck. Every morning, trucks like this one deliver fuel all over the region.
Gas stations, construction accounts, golf course maintenance facilities, marinas, pretty much anything that could use fuel.
Clay Johnson runs it all from his office. He's president of Texcon.
And so are you're a jobber?
I'm a jobber, yeah, a fuel distributor. Jobber is an old school name for just a fuel distributorship.
He says he keeps the same margins whether prices are up or down, but low gas prices help his clients, so they're good for him too. He actually seemed kind of perplexed by my interest.
Yeah, I don't know if our job's that exciting. Obviously, if we're delivering to a Shell store, we'll go pick up the Shell gasoline. If it's a Texaco store, we'll pick up Texaco gasoline. If it's not a branded convenience store, typically they don't really care what brand it comes from. And you do get different pricing from each major oil company every day.
They get all the gas from the same place. It's a fuel terminal where gas comes into the Austin area. Ethanol is added there and brands add their special additives. This fuel terminal is known in the business as, get this, the rack.
There's actually two racks that kind of supply the Austin area. They're owned by the same company. And so that's pretty much where all the fuel trucks you see run around town eventually migrate back to the rack. Load, then deliver to convenience stores and whatever else is out there.
The racks are kind of like huge gas stations for jobbers. Both the ones in the Austin area are owned by Flint Hills Resources. Both connect directly to refining on the Gulf Coast.
Via pipeline. And it gets piped up from Corpus Christi. And then customers like us will go pick it up and distribute it around town.
This was getting interesting. I decided to visit the rack.
But I didn't get very far. I'm standing outside the gates of a Flint Hill rack in East Austin. A PR representative from this company turned down my request to go inside. So this is literally the sound of the gate closing. It's still pretty fascinating, though. I'm looking at the loading bay. Fuel trucks line up outside to wait their turn to come in and fill up on whatever kind of gasoline they're getting, And then there are these huge white tanks, and they're marked premium, unleaded, just like a gas station. So chances are, if you drive a car in this part of the country, the gas that you use, a lot of it anyway, comes through these gates.
Someday, and there's a lot of money riding on when, the price of the gas being loaded onto those trucks will probably start to go up again. Back at the gas station.
Pronto Food Mart. How can we forget?
It will cost managers like Al Mack more. So it will cost drivers like Doug Wharton more. You probably really forgot about Doug. He was the guy filling his car up with cheap gas at the start of the story.
Do you expect it'll stay this way?
No. Nope. They'll figure it out. They'll want their money back. I'll pay it.
Enjoy it while you can.
Exactly.
Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel, KUT News.